Hello, everybody. If you are procrastinating exercising, you do not want to listen to this episode. In this episode, the author is going to go through many common excuses for not exercising and give you a few words back. We'll cite a few for today's lesson. Someone says, exercise, who needs it? Answer, you do. Do you want to live? So if you say, I'm too busy, what fits your busy schedule better? Exercise an hour a day or being dead 24 hours a day? You say, I don't have the time. He says, you will never have the time for anything. I don't have the time, quote unquote, is the most common excuse for an exercise and the oldest. As long as ago as 1873, Edward Stanley, Earl of Derby, said, those who think that they have not time for bodily exercise will sooner or later have to find time for illness. Another one, I can't fit into my schedule. And he says, if something is a priority, don't you always make time for it? Make time for your health and think someone busier than you is working out right this very moment. Says, I can't afford it. His answer is most of the best exercise are free. How much does it really pay or cost you to walk or to run, hike, climb stairs, cycle, skip rope? Many of these things, they really don't cost anything. I'll start next week. Right. But first to fix your new car bumper sticker, I guess today would really be a magnet, which reads procrastinate now. So then he says, someone says it takes too long. Exercise creates time because you have more energy to get things done and a longer, healthier lifespan in which to do them. I don't like it. And he says, I don't like a lot of things. Wake up to alarm, paying bills, but I still do them. We do what we need to, even if we don't like it. He says, exercise is boring. There's lots of exercise that get us up and moving. Find one that doesn't bore you. You don't like to run? You can row, you can walk, you can bike, swim, lift weights, hike, climb hills, climb stairs, skip rope, get on a treadmill, a stationary bicycle, elliptical machine, snowboard, listen to recordings while you work out, catch up on the Duff, enjoy good music. And even more excuses to go forward for a few or another minute. It's too cold, it's too hot, it's raining. Okay, go inside, work outside. He said, I'm embarrassed at the gym. He said, many people say gym intimidation for not exercising. He said, don't worry, there are people there out of shape, and most people there are just paying attention to themselves. They're not looking at you. And he said, it's too difficult. And if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. Nothing you've ever done which is worth doing was accomplished without overcoming challenges. He says, I'm too tired. Chances are that you'll feel more energized after you exercise than if you skip it. Doubtful? Ask those who work out. He says, I don't feel well enough. Go to the gym and get strong. The stronger you are, the better you'll feel. That's not my prescription. It comes from Rambam, who said exercise is good for you. And I'm too old. As you age, exercise is more important than ever. You're never too old to start exercising. Exercise is the key to healthy aging. It helps you look and feel younger and stay active longer. It lowers your risk of chronic diseases and debilities and for the leading causes of death. If you say I'm thin, that's great. But quote unquote thin is no substitute for healthy and quote unquote fit. To be healthy and fit, your body needs regular exercise. Okay, I think we've covered a bunch. There's many, many more. But have a great day.